Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're living at a historic moment in America with the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. Literally, the future of the court and even the country could be affected for decades. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and our special guest today, Peggy Niehaber, the vice president of Faith in Action. Welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Thank you very much. Glad I could be on.
Yes. We are so excited to have you, Peggy, and to share some exciting things that are going on the Hill.
Yes. And Liberty Counsel and Faith in Action, we're working together on this historic moment in Washington, D.C. And Peggy, tell us a little bit about Faith in Action before we talk about some of the opportunities that people can get involved with in Washington, D.C. regarding this historic nomination.
Sure. Faith and Action is a ministry that's located directly behind the Supreme Court, and our mission field is the Supreme Court, the White House, and all of the congressional office buildings. And so we've been on the Hill over 25 years, changing the heart and minds of those that are on Capitol Hill.
Now, I know Rob Schenck was the person who was the former president of Faith in Action. He's not with Faith in Action anymore, but the mission of Faith in Action is staying the same. Actually, some exciting things are happening with Faith in Action, and maybe on some subsequent programs we can talk, and we will talk about some of the expansion of Faith in Action. It's an exciting time for the ministry and certainly an exciting time for America.
It is. The demands on Capitol Hill, people being away, and I'm meaning members of Congress, even staffers who are away from their families, the demands become a lot different than their hometown. So a ministry such as ours is so needed. And you don't hear about this in the forefront of the media because that's just not what they like to announce about. Ministry is important.
Well, Faith in Action is a great ministry. It's a very unique ministry. It's been there for a number of years. You've been there at least for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And before that, of course, you have a lot of experience in Capitol Hill. You worked with other organizations before coming to Faith in Action. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anybody in Washington, D.C. who has more open doors than you. God has given you a tremendous favor to really be a missionary. And that's what Faith in Action is, missionaries to the nation's capital, focused on the Supreme Court and on the other branches of government in a very unique way. And part of this is really coming to play with the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Tell us what's happening with Faith in Action, how people can be involved in some of the activities with regards to this upcoming nomination.
Absolutely. And this is not our first time doing this. We do this each time that there is a nominee. One, because once that nominee becomes a justice, when that happens, we do minister in the court and those that are staffed to that justice. But the process is long and can be very grueling. And prayer is important. The power of prayer, God commands us to pray. And so the power of prayer for when the nominee goes through the process. We are there to pray. So we start off by praying in a building that is strategically in between the Supreme Court and the Senate buildings. Now, the Senate buildings is where that particular nominee is going to visit each senator. And that process begins and ends, and it takes several weeks for that. And with this new nominee, that can almost take 8 weeks for that to happen. So we pray a prayer service that you can participate with us in that prayer service, whether you're in person or virtual. And then through that nomination time, when he's making those rounds, we have strategic people placed on the outside of the building just to pray for not only the protection of him, but his family, also all the members of the Senate and their staffers, because it becomes a very tough time. We pray for the security of people around his family. A lot of people don't realize are put in seclusion. They can't look at TV. They can't go out. They don't go out to dinner. They can't involve themselves with a lot of family activities because it's such a grueling time, and the media is sometimes not in the favor of a nominee. they don't want them out in the public. And so that's a tough, you figure you're going through the summer, 8 to 10 weeks that you sit
at home.
That
would be really tough. This nomination was announced on July the 9th. During that press conference that President Trump revealed the pick to the world. And from then until probably sometime in September when the final vote takes place, to be essentially in seclusion. Also, not only seclusion, but also under protection, because the life of the nominee and the family, we really need to pray for their protection. Because there's a lot of people in this country that obviously are opposed to anyone that would be nominated by President Trump to the U.S. Supreme Court, because that person taking the place of Justice Kennedy could and will be a significant change in the direction of the Supreme Court.
Right. And we've already seen, you know, the opposition. I mean, even Cecile Richards has come out and said, you know, it's very scary that he might be helping protect babies from abortion. And just the opposition started immediately, you know, that. So it just reminds us the power of prayer and the need for prayer over him, over his family, as well as the president, the administration, and all the decision makers in this. And I'm sure you've seen that power come out to play, haven't you, Peggy?
I have. Maybe this is a good time for me to give you one of those stories that
sure.
we do here on Capitol Hill and how it can actually change the minds of a member of Congress. One of the things that we've been named is the Congressional Emergency Prayer Team. And that goes across the board, not even just for members, for staffers.
I love that. Yeah.
We've got issues that, yeah, and it goes from one end to the other.
You need a t-shirt.
We do, except we don't want anyone to know we do it, because sometimes prayer is discreetful. And the reason that they reach out to us is they need that quiet and private time. And I can remember receiving a call from a staffer saying, come quick, my member of Congress is sitting in a closet and he wants to kill himself. Well, you know, your heart starts racing. You think, oh my gosh. And you grab the ministry team and down and out the door. And that's one of the reasons we're strategically placed right behind the Supreme Court. We can actually reach a Senate building in less than a minute, and we can reach a congressional building in less than four. And off we went and down we went. And this time, this was actually in the Capitol. When we got to the doors, the officers knew we were coming and led us right through, right around the crowd, right in through the door. And they told us how to go down a hallway, find a certain door. And we're like, well, there's no door there. And we kept going and kept going. And sure enough, we touched the wall, hit the wall, and a door pops open. People don't realize that there's actually hidden doors throughout the Capitol. As we got in there, it was almost like going in a secret path. And you're thinking, oh, my gosh, this is a tunnel that goes to nowhere. And when we got down, the staffer led us to a member of Congress who was sitting on the floor crying. This is a man sitting on the floor crying. The demands in D.C. are not like they are at home. The cliques are so powerful. The demands to have to vote a certain way or vote out of your conscience takes you sometimes away from what you've learned at home and where your faith has taught you to be. So we talked with this gentleman. We prayed with this gentleman. We got him up off the floor, got him into some of the members have small offices that are down in the under part of the Capitol. We got him into there, pulled out our Bibles, ministered to them. We were probably there, I would say, maybe a good 2 hours until he was calm. He actually ended up going home and taking a break for a couple of days. And then when we went back to visit again, to pray again with him, he ended up actually giving up his post as a member of Congress. He resigned. Now, he is a staffer still on the Hill, and that story is quite a few years old. And he's a staffer on the Hill. He's one of the older staffers on the Hill. But when you see him in the hallway, he always waves and says, you know, Jesus is in my heart.
Wow.
That's powerful.
That is what brought that gentleman.
Oh, amen.
That is a powerful story.
Wow.
And it really underscores the difference of faith in action and its real calling and ministry that is so unique on the nation's capital, to the nation's capital. Our guest is Peggy Nienaber, the Vice President of Faith in Action. And we're going to be very involved in this nomination process. You can be, and we want you to be involved, not only in contacting your senators regarding this nomination, That's a given. But we also want you to be involved in praying for the nominee's family, the senators, the entire process. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or faithandaction.org, faithandaction.org. Stay involved. We're going to continue to make sure that you are involved in this process. This is a historic moment in America, and it is amazing that God has birthed us for this moment to be involved in the future direction of the court and this country. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.